Welcome to this edition of Shanghai Live. I'm He Jian. President Xi Jinping said today that China is ready to advance relations with Australia based on mutual respect and win-win principles. Xi exchanged congratulations with Australian Governor General David Hurley and Prime Minister Anthony Albanese to mark the 50th anniversary of the establishment of diplomatic relations between the two countries. In the messages, Xi said, "The healthy and stable development of relations between China and Australia are in the fundamental interests of people in both countries and conducive to promoting peace, stability, and prosperity in the region and the world." She added that he attaches great importance to improving China-Australia relations and is ready to work with the Australian government. The president noted that the 50th anniversary of diplomatic relations is an opportunity to promote the China-Australia Comprehensive Strategic Partnership and bring benefits to both nations. The Shanghai Health Commission today announced that hospitals will no longer check PCR test results for outpatient and emergency clinic services. Zhang Hong tells us more about how two hospitals and one health center are handling the change.
Two lines were set up at Shanghai Hospital, one for the outpatient clinic, the other for the emergency department. The temperature of each person is still taken to direct individuals with a fever to the fever clinic.
We have employees to guide patients. We had 4,638 patients at the outpatient clinic this morning.
Each department has a plan to treat patients infected with coronavirus. Medical staff have taken protective measures, so I don't think the change will lead to a great deal of infections within the hospital. But we still have PCR test requirements for people entering wards with vulnerable people.
The hospital will also remove barriers and tents. At Fengxian TCM Hospital, the outpatient area and emergency clinic were busier today. Some thought it was more convenient, but some were a little concerned.
It's easier for the elderly as it's hard for them to use their phone to find their health code. It saves time.
I think it's convenient without scanning or showing anything. But I'm not used to it. I think it's important to protect ourselves well, to prevent infections.
Nanqiao Community Health Center also scrapped PCR test requirements. As most of its patients are seniors, the health center had an employee at the gate directing people where to go.
Pharmaceutical companies in Shanghai are increasing the production of fever and pain relievers as demand rises due to the rapid spread of Omicron. Tang Xiaofan takes a look at one company's warehouse to see how things work.
A shipment of fever and flu medications arrived today at Sinopharm's warehouse on Kangning Road. It's equipped with an automated sorting machine, which packs medicines according to orders placed by hospitals and pharmacies. Work efficiency has improved 4 times with the help of the machine. The warehouse has also opened a fast track for the delivery of medicines.
Our sorting efficiency has improved 38% despite a 20% reduction in the number of employees. We have extended our working hours and arranged staff from the administrative department to help with deliveries. Fever reducers like paracetamol can be delivered to pharmacies 6 hours after arriving at the warehouse.
More than 280,000 boxes of fever, pain and cough pills have been dispatched across the city. Daily medicine orders have doubled from before the relaxation of COVID-19 control measures. Warehouse employees have been taking 24-hour shifts to ramp up the delivery of medicines.
4 to 6 vans are on standby for the whole day. They deliver medicines for emergency use.
At Guoda Pharmacy, people were waiting in lines to buy fever medications. The owner said each customer can only buy 2 boxes of pills to prevent hoarding.